Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 7th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This episode was originally released September 27th, 2002.
Another friend asked, why do you call Gerald and Linda Alora and Demetrius? Why don't you use their regular names?
Well, the answer to this is quite simple, and I hope people will bear with me if I'm a little choppy. I'm getting awful tired. We've been working at this for nearly 6 hours, and it's really far beyond the limit that Gerald should be doing this. But we use these names because they are the ones that we love the most. These are the names that they use in heaven. They have many other names. They are called many other things. But these are the names that are the most sacred to us, the most treasured to us. These are the ones that they used when we had adventures together, and when we acted together, and when we did marvelous things together. That is why we use these names. It is no great mystery. It is no profound glory of God. It is nothing unusual. It's just we prefer these names. And when people have hundreds of names that they have used over the ages, there is bound to be, from time to time, names that their friends pick out and want to use above other names. And that's why we use these names.
Well, that's it for our first week. We hope some people find this popular and pick up the service, so we can be back with you again.
Hi, this is Speaker Gerald Pauly. I just want to take a few moments at the end of this week's recordings to compliment Linda and Jesus on the incredible work they've done. This was a lot of effort. When I come out of trance, I was just totally exhausted. I cannot believe that Jesus had spent 7 hours or more in my body. This is a monumental work. This is the beginning of something very special, and I hope people try to understand the beauty of it and the nicety of it and everything that has been put into it. This is a lot of effort, and I hope it comes to something. I hope Jesus will be able to make this thing work.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. We're back. Nazarene, as we are trying to get the people in Ellsworth, Maine, to accept God's proposal of becoming His earthly residents, are you still trying to get the Anglican Church in Fresno, California, to do the same thing, or have you given up on them?
Well, actually, Alora, no, we haven't given up on them. We're still trying to get them to accept the same proposal. We're still trying to get them to take God's power, to put out the homosexuals in their church and declare a pure church, and that homosexuals are not welcome anywhere in any Anglican church in the area. And this is difficult. This sickness is so embedded in the people's souls, and they want to accept this abomination so much. They don't want to accept God's way. But this is a contest, Alora. First come, first serve. The people that respond first, the people that do the things that they need to do to help you first, to get you going, to help you do God's work, are the ones that will get this prize, are the ones that will be God's residents on earth. So people have to get out there and they have to work, Alora. They have to strive and they have to do God's will and do God's thing in order to get God's prize, in order to get God's power and glory. And they better get going, Alora. They need to get going. These things have to be done. We have to get out there and do something. We're running out of time. Every hour that passes that we do not begin to break this movement and begin to drive these creatures back into the darkness is another hour that the survival of mankind is in danger, that they may not make it if we don't do something very, very soon.
With all the rewards you've been offering them, Nazarene, and all the glory, you'd think somebody would want the job.
You'd think so, Alora, but we don't seem to have any takers right now. People are awful stubborn.
We'll be back again.